And we're back again, Paddy.
G'day, Mike. How are you?
Not bad, mate. Not bad. Just an easy morning. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I had a speed session this morning. I found out what speed shuttles are. Turns out you just run 100 meters one way and then 100 meters the other way really, really fast. And they get really tiring after you do 20 of them. That was my morning.
Sounds good.
It sucked. Yeah. Today, well, actually, before we start, reminder, like us on Facebook and Instagram. It's called That's Running. Follow us there because we're going to be pumping out a few things over the next coming months. And if you follow us on the socials, you'll be able to see all the things. So please like them there. And occasionally we'll post tiny photos of Mark and stuff.
Yeah, beautiful. And of Paddy sometimes.
About me. We're going to talk about scans. We're going to talk about scans. So X-rays, ultrasounds, MRIs, and CT scans when you're injured. They are an absolute bugbear of mine. I feel the same way about scans as I do about orthotics.
They
Yeah,
have a use
that's a
somewhere
good
at
way of
some point.
summarizing it. Yeah, for the right person at the right time with the right education, you can get a scan. But generally, most people who get scans don't need them, in the same way I feel that most people who rely on orthotics probably shouldn't have them.
So
So,
why is that, Paddy?
scans.
Why do you feel that some people go, my shin really hurts. I think I've got shin splints. I'm going to go GP scan, get myself looked at. Better safe than sorry kind of thing.
It's not safe and sorry, and it's kind of complicated. So essentially running injuries we know are most of the time they're just overload injuries in the sense that you've just done a little bit too much, your body's not happy with it, you're a little bit sore. And the treatment for that usually is just do a little bit less for a little while, calm it down, and then do some rehab, get strong, and then get back to running. Like that's how almost every single running injury goes. And if I get a scan, it won't change that. So if your shin bone is sore and you're like, oh, fuck, I think I have shin splints, I better go and get a scan. Like, why? Like, if it looks like you have shin splints, you probably have shin splints. We don't need a scan to tell us that. Same way, if you think you've got plantar fasciitis, that can be diagnosed without a scan. You don't need a scan to tell you that. I think the thing I like the most is probably MRIs. Knee MRIs are like a no-go. If you have knee pain in running, it's probably just because your knee's a bit overloaded and we can treat that without a scan. Now, when we MRI something, it shows up heaps of stuff, and the radiographer has to report on all the things that they find.
Because
So
that's his
when
job,
you
right? He needs to go, cool, I found 12
Yeah.
things. I need to report all 12. I can't just report things that might be relevant to this person because he doesn't know the person.
Exactly. Exactly. So when we get older, we get wrinkles on our face, but it doesn't mean our face hurts. And the same thing happens inside our body, inside our joints and our muscles and ligaments and tendons or whatever. When we get older, we get changes inside our joints, which, if you take a scan of someone, it kind of looks like arthritis. It looks like degeneration. It looks like joint problems. It looks like pain, but it doesn't correlate to pain. And you can have a disgusting MRI and completely no pain. Just like you can have a very, very, very wrinkly face, which is like, yeah, you just got a bit older, but it doesn't mean your face hurts. It's literally just an aging process. And it's the same thing inside joints, muscles, bones, ligaments, tendons. Is they age, and when they get older, they look different. And when they look different, and you get a scan, and the radiographer says, "Cool, you've got some joint change. You've got some early arthritic signs. You've got bony spurs growing. You've got a little cartilage tear. You've got fluid in the joint." Like these things, I would, if that came up on someone's scan, I'd be like, "Cool, that's all like pretty normal stuff." And if you've had pain for like 2 months, you probably had all these issues 4 months ago and when you had no pain. But the radiographer has to report on them because it's their job. That's all they have to do. So basically, the issue is things pop up that probably aren't relevant. So it creates fear. It kind of further propagates poor beliefs that people are damaged and that maybe running's bad for you. But it's wrong. You just probably overloaded yourself and you got a sore knee. but you got a knee MRI. Knee MRI showed an old meniscus tear that's probably been there for 20 years. It showed some degeneration. It showed some early arthritic change. But you had all that stuff before you got knee pain 2 months ago. That's how I feel about scans.
That was a good little rant there, mate. Listen,
yeah, I kind of, fuck, it felt like I was talking about orthotics for a second.
So like, there's a good start about scans.
There's really good studies on this stuff. Yeah.
Like if we look at, like, let's for example, take a shoulder scan. They've done a study on like a ton of 40-year-olds that had no pain in their shoulder, but they're just like, we're going to scan their shoulder. And 80% of those people had findings or on the scan, something was quote unquote wrong.
So no, none of them had pain, but 80% of their shoulders had something that they found that was wrong. But like these people don't have pain, so like they just find things. Another one I like was the same person went and got 12 MRIs from 12 different radiographers and 12 different reports. And the discrepancy in what was reported is just phenomenal. Mm. Like different radiographers kind of pick up different things and they report on different things. So like, I just don't want people to be defined by their scan, basically.
So that's totally valid. But when should we scan, Paddy? Like when do we go, cool? Can I as a runner make that decision? I think not. I would say you want to go at least to your physio first, potentially GP after that if you get referred there. But if your physio can refer you to for a scan, when would we refer for a scan?
So we go for scans when either something doesn't make sense or something doesn't get better. So most injuries, and certainly learning injuries, they're all very predictable. Like we can pretty easily diagnose them. We can pretty easily say, this is how it's going to go over the next couple of weeks to a couple of months. You'll get better. We'll be able to do this. And there's generally a pretty predictable path. Slightly different for everyone, different rate of progression, but things are kind of predictable. So when someone doesn't get better and their pain's getting worse and we're doing all the right stuff, okay, that, you know, that's not quite making sense. An option we have is to go and scan it. Or when someone is starting to describe an injury, like if I'm seeing them for the first time and they're describing something, normally I can kind of like diagnose that pretty much just based on their description. But if they're just talking about something and it doesn't make sense, I'm like, oh, that's a bit weird. Like, why does it hurt at night instead of during running or whatever? So when something doesn't make sense, that's when we might scan. Or also when we think that there might be something more sinister. So sometimes pain can be a bit of a sign that something else is going a bit funny. Things we might call red flags, like, you know, I feel weird saying it out loud, but like cancer, cancer can masquerade as like pain in random spots. So if things don't make sense, it's like, oh, that doesn't sound like the running injury. I might want to rule out other things. And then kind of the other injury was like bone stuff. So like if we're thinking there might be a stress fracture there, I'm fairly likely to want to actually get a scan on that. If it's just like a bone stress reaction before a stress fracture, I probably won't need a scan on that. But quite often, just to get a really good idea of how, more so the severity of it, sometimes with a stress fracture, I'll probably scan that. But that's really the only running injury. Like I don't need a scan to help me diagnose a muscle tear. Right. I don't need an ultrasound to help me diagnose a tendon. Like I can just, we just know that, and that's really basic stuff for health professionals. So you shouldn't, I think, I just don't want runners to go and get scans just because they have pain, essentially. Yeah. Don't get a scan. Don't do it.
Okay. I would like to add to that, if you have a scan or you had one done or you've been referred for a scan, make sure someone explains exactly to you what's like what the findings are.
Yeah.
I think it's super important not to just guess what it means and go, oh yeah, that seems pretty severe, because there are some scary words in scans and most of the time it's a non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you ask for clarification.
Yeah, and if it says, cool, there's a bit of joint effusion there, there's a bit of, you know, a thickened bursa there, there's a bit of tendinopathy there. Sometimes these things are actual adaptations to running. When we run, we obviously put a lot of load through our body and our body responds to that load. And some responses are like different things get thicker or tougher or maybe more rigid, and a radiographer might report on that as abnormal, but I would look at that and go, nah, it's awesome. It's because you've been running, your body's getting used to it. So I think, yeah, you're super right. Like having someone to explain like what's relevant. And quite often I skip through like 80% of what's written on a report of a scan. I'd be like, all these things that are big words and sound scary. I'm like, yeah, normal. Okay. You know, you did snap your bone and that's reported at the end. Yeah. So yeah, just, I think before you go and run off and get a scan, go to a physio. So a lot of GPs love scans because it's their job to basically rule out important stuff. So a GP will always scan. The GP will always say, yep, let's get an x-ray and an ultrasound. Let's rule out everything. And they'll usually come back blank, or they come back saying you have arthritis. And then the GP gives you medication for arthritis. It's like not a good path to go down. So going to a physio, someone who can probably diagnose it without a scan, and create a plan for you to get better. And then if you don't get better or it doesn't make sense, it's a bit weird, sweet, like scan it for sure. But just don't jump onto it, because there are a lot of downsides to getting it, besides exposure to radiation from x-rays and CTs, which is not ideal. But anyway, it's just another little thing.
Sweet. I think that covers scan. So basically, to summarize it, don't scan.
Don't do it. Only do it with good reason.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I think the take home is that, you know, 99% of issues, probably just give it some relative rest. Let it do whatever you need to do to let it calm down. Do some rehab on it, get it stronger, and gradually get back into running. And 99% of running injuries get better.
Yeah. Okay. Just as for a sure. side note there, boom. Some rehab doesn't mean a week. Some rehab means a good 8 to 12 weeks of strength and proper rehab, not just, I did some calf raises, it's not better.
Yeah. Yeah. Fix the pain and then get bulletproof beyond that so it doesn't come back and happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is.
Good point. You pull me up on that. Thank you. excellent. All right. Well, I'm happy to call that as like quite a shorter one. I just want to get that out there.
Yeah.
Good sesh.
If you guys have any questions, let us know. We're here to help and here to answer. So reach out.
Big time. Cool. Sweet. All right. Thank you, crew. We'll speak to you next week.
Sweet.